Blog Talk Radio.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain.
This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, magnify our Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Good morning, brothers and sisters, and welcome to the Morning Motivation Broadcast. 15 minutes of starting your day off right with hot breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, tackling life's everyday issues with biblical perspective, including a new topic, live prayer, and assigning you a daily task. Our topic for this morning is God Still Answers Prayer. Hallelujah. Didn't you feel that? God still answers prayer. Our scripture for today is coming from the book of Daniel, chapter 3, verses 15 through 29. While you are getting your Bibles ready, let me give you our announcements. Number one, set your alarms to tune in live to Morning Motivation with me by calling 323-870-4180. That's 323-870-4180 at 6:30 a.m. Eastern. But if you miss this powerful broadcast live, I put it on the stove for you, your hot breakfast, on our website after 8 a.m. Eastern, and the website is feeldfire.com. That's F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com, and you can hear today's broadcast, previous broadcasts, learn more about me, see my itinerary, my new book. Everything that you need is on that website at feeldfire.com. You can hear it from your laptop, tablet, phone, anywhere that you have an internet connection. So whether it's on your break, your lunch, your ride to or from work, starting off your devotion time, just make sure you've set your alarm to get this morning motivation. Remember, you can eat breakfast all day. All right, there are many other things going on, my upcoming ministry engagement, my new book, but all of that is on the website. So go to feeldfire.com and make sure you share this broadcast with at least two people today. Well, by now, you should have your Bibles ready. Let's get into this word. I got some fire for you this morning. I am in the book of Daniel, chapter 3, verses 15 through 29, and I am reading from the KJV. You're going to love this. It's going to bring this story back to your recollection. Now, if you be ready, that at what time you hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music, you fall down and worship the image which I have made, well. But if you worship not, you shall be cast the same hour into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? That was King Nebuchadnezzar speaking. Listen to this answer. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Yeah, you remember them, don't you? Answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, glory, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. Now listen to this, everyone. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Then was Nebuchadnezzar full of fury, and the form of his visage was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Therefore he spake and commanded that they should heat the furnace 1 7 times more than it was wont to be heated. In other words, seven times hotter than they usually heated it. And he commanded the most mighty men that were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and to cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Then these men were bound in their coats, their hosen, and their hats, and their other garments, and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent, and the furnace exceeding hot, the flames of the fire slew those men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished, and rose up in haste, and spake and said unto his counselors, did not we cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said unto the king, true, O king. He answered and said, lo, I see four men loose, glory, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt. And the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. Then Nebuchadnezzar came near to the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and spake and said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, ye servants of the Most High God, come forth and come hither. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came forth of the midst of the fire. And the princes, governors, and captains, and the king's counselors, being gathered together, saw these men upon whose bodies the fire had no power, nor was an hair of their head singed, neither were their coats changed, nor the smell of fire had passed on them. This ought to be doing something to you right now, especially if you're in the midst of the fire in your life, or someone you love is in the midst of the fire. Then Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who have sent his angel and delivered his servants that trusted in him, and have changed the king's word and yielded their bodies, that they might not serve nor worship any god except their own God. Therefore, I make a decree that every people, nation, and language which speak anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces, and their houses shall be made a dunghill, because there is no other God, glory, that can deliver after this sort. I want to read that last line of that last verse again. Because there is no other God that can deliver after this sort. Woo! You ought to be on fire praising the Lord right now. What is our topic for this morning? God still answers prayer. God is able, and he's still able to hear you and answer you today. No matter what you see going on in this world, this country, your neighborhood, your family, or even within your own body, soul, spirit, or life, God still answers prayer. I want you to say that right now. The lines are muted, and you're listening to this. I don't care if it's 10 o'clock at night and you're just now eating your breakfast. Repeat after me right now. God still answers prayer. Say it again. God still answers prayer. Now make it personal. Say, I believe that God still answers prayer. Hallelujah. Glory. Praise him wherever you are. I'm on fire, y'all. I'm on fire because he's still answering prayers. And when you get to the point, or I should say, but when you get to that point where you believe like the three Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that we just read about in the fiery furnace in the book of Daniel chapter 3, you'll be able to withstand the fire and come out like pure gold, to the point where you end up exclaiming, just as King Nebuchadnezzar did, there is no other God who can deliver after this sort. Do you need anything from God today? Do you want anything from God? Maybe it's not even for you. Maybe it's for your children, your spouse, your parents, your siblings, your aunts and uncles, your nieces and nephews. Maybe it's for your cousins. Maybe it's for your church, your parishioners. Maybe it's for your pastors. Maybe it's, hallelujah, for your clients. Maybe it's for your job. What is it that you need from the Lord today? Maybe it's for the leaders of our nation, whether they be Democrat, Republicans, or independents. Maybe it's for your community. Maybe it's for the people that you mentor, the homeless, your neighborhood. What is it that you need from God today? Be assured that God still answers prayer. Well, how do you know that he still answers, that he still delivers? Because his word affirms this to us, and because I personally can speak from my own personal experience that God consistently answers my prayers. He just answered a major prayer for me last week, and then yesterday, and even this morning. So I'm telling you, I'm encouraging you, because this is what we do on Morning Motivation. We empower you so that you're ready all day. This is why you must set your alarms so you never miss a broadcast. Sometimes it's just pure encouragement. Other times it's challenging, controversial broadcast. Why? Because iron sharpens iron. And this is how we grow. The Bible tells us in Ephesians chapter 6 and 16 that we need to make sure that we take on the whole armor of God. Because when we do so and we take on that shield of faith, this is what allows us or empowers us to extinguish all of the fiery darts of the evil one, all of Satan's attacks. How? When we have that shield of faith. Because the faith is what sustains us. The Bible tells us in Matthew 7:7 that if we ask, it shall be given to us. If we will knock, or if we seek, we'll find it. If we knock, God will answer. He'll open unto us. What have you asked him for today? He still answers prayer. The Bible teaches us in James 4:3 that sometimes when we ask, we don't receive because we ask amiss. In other words, we ask outside of the will of God. Not that God isn't able, but we ask outside of the will of God so that we can do things that are not godly. But if you remember what I read to you in Daniel 3, the three Hebrew boys said to the king, "Our God, he's able to deliver. But if he doesn't deliver us from the fiery furnace, that does not moot his capability nor his sovereignty. It just means that that was not his will to do that particular thing." Do you have that kind of faith? Put me in the fire. I'll still come out and be all right. Put me in the fire. God will be right there with me. Put me in the fire. God will not leave me. David said, "I once was young, but now I'm old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor God seed begging bread. I'm in the fire. It's okay, Jesus, because I believe in the Lord and I believe in the power of prayer." James 5:16 says the effectual fervent prayer, in other words, that intense, sincere, authentic, diligent prayer of the righteous man or the righteous woman availeth much. In other words, it compels God, it persuades God, it moves God to answer. You don't have to have eloquent words. You don't have to know all of the scriptures. You don't have to be able to quote every verse like I do. Just get in your prayer closet. Just talk to the Lord from the sincerity of your heart. Tell him what you need. Don't be embarrassed. Don't be ashamed. Don't have to worry about anyone else. Just talk to him. He still answers. That's what it just told us in James 5:16. Romans 12:2 tells us to be not conformed to this world, right? But be transformed by the renewing of our minds so that we're able to prove that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So in other words, you got to get into the right mindset. You got to get into the right frame of mind. You got to close your door sometimes. Sometimes you're riding in the car. Sometimes you're at work. Sometimes you're at church. Sometimes you're in the hospital. Sometimes you're in the bed. Sometimes you can speak your prayers out loud. Sometimes you just have to speak them in the spirit. Sometimes you can't even speak them out loud because you feel so overwhelmed. But whatever the situation is, don't let the world's culture make you believe that God doesn't hear you and doesn't answer. Don't get conformed to this world. calling God the universe. Well, I prayed to the universe. Well, then that's why you didn't get an answer from God. You didn't pray to God. You prayed to the universe. I prayed to Mother Nature. I prayed to Father Time. I prayed to a higher power. Then quit expecting God to answer. Jehovah is his name. The Lord God Almighty, Alpha and Omega. Pray to the Lord. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Our time is running, so I just got to speed this up. I'm so on fire. 2 Timothy 2:15 tells us to study to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth to not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. See, you got to read this word. You got to get into church, into Bible study, so that you will know God's will, so that you'll be praying in accordance with his will, so that your effectual, fervent, diligent prayers will then compel him to move and avail much. Why? Because God is not a man that he should lie. If he said it, that settles it. He has to perform it. The Bible teaches that in Numbers 23:19. God is not a man that he should lie. But if you're not studying to show yourself approved, you don't know what God has said. You're repeating stuff you're hearing other folks say that's not biblical, it's not scriptural, it's nowhere in the word. It can't be construed or implied from the word. It can't be declared from the word. It's nowhere in there, and you can't even believe it. So God still answers prayer. You got to get your prayers in conformance with his will. Now look, you cannot be a doubter. We got to get ready to go into prayer. James 1:7 says, the person who doubts, or let not the man or the woman who doubteth think that you should receive anything from God. You got to be steadfast and unmovable, just like we read about in Daniel. Is this doing something to you? It ought to be, because I know you got some prayer requests out there this morning. I know you've been believing for some things. You've been believing for some blessings, not just in your spirit world, but in your natural world, in your own body, your own situation, your own life, your own relationships, for the fruit of your own womb, for the seed of your own loins. You've been believing for your family, for your job, for all of these people, and you feel that? That's what you're doing. I'm tired, God. I'm frustrated. I'm exasperated. I'm exhausted. I'm sick of waiting. Did you even hear me? I don't see anything coming forward. But you got to calm yourself down and get like the three Hebrew boys. I see the fire, King. I see that you made it 7 times hotter. You put me in there with all of my clothing and everything on to make sure I would even be more flammable. Jesus. But my God shall deliver me. I don't doubt that one thing. I am like a tree planted by the rivers of water, like the word says in Psalm 1:3. I bring forth my fruit in my season. I don't bend, I don't waver, no matter what happens. I still believe, like in Ephesians 3:20, that my God will do exceeding abundantly above all that I could ever ask or think. All right, let's get ready to go in prayer. Our time is run. Oh, hallelujah. I know you're already praising God. You're already on fire. This word is powerful. Dear Lord, we come in the name of Jesus. This is the day you have made. We're already rejoicing. We're already praising. We're already believing. We're already shouting. We're already crying. We're already clapping our hands. We're already stomping our feet. We're already waving our hands. We're already rocking back and forth. We're walking through our homes right now, already thanking you. Wherever we are on our jobs, wherever we are, the praises of the Lord are already going up. We already feel your spirit. We know your angels are all around us. We're already covered in the blood of Jesus. We say thank you this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we believe that you are still a prayer answering God. So, Father, right now, we lay before you the things that we've already been asking, and we repent of our doubt. We repent of our disbelief. We repent of our frustration, exasperation, anxiety. We repent of the fact that we keep changing our prayers because we believe that you will not answer. But Father, this morning we come in agreement, as your word says, when at least two of us on earth shall come in agreement, touching, in other words, concerning any matter, not physically having to touch and agree. That's not what your word says, but just touching the matter, concerning the matter, then it shall be done. So we understand that we are at least two of us touching and concerning that matter right now, touching their matters, and we agree that it's done. We're believing. We're thanking you for it right now. We're not going to doubt about this stuff again. We're not going to change our confession. We don't care if the situation gets 7 times hotter. We don't care if the furnace is right there in front of us. We don't care if we're bound hands and feet in our feet. We still believe, Jesus, that you will deliver us. Now, Father, I come in agreement with everyone listening to this broadcast now, those who will listen later, those with whom they will share it, and those with whom those people will share it. Father, I just know that this word is so powerful. It will go out to thousands of souls today, because everyone listening knows that not only do they need prayers answered, but they got friends and family members and colleagues and co-workers. They got other people they know, clients who need prayers answered. And so they're going to share this word with everybody they know today, because we want prayers answered, souls saved, people delivered, lives set free. We want chains broken, bodies healed, hallelujah, finances met, dreams coming into fruition. We want people exhorted. We want lives changed. Woo, hallelujah. In your name, we come in agreement. Let everyone listening say, amen. Come on and praise the Lord. We've run out of time. I got to give you your task for today. Continue to praise him. Continue, yes. I want you right now speaking out whatever it is you need from the Lord. I can't hear you. The lines are muted. Speak out whatever it is. Speak it into the atmosphere. Speak it out. Speak it out. I don't care how crazy it sounds, how stupid it may sound, how dumb it may sound. You want it. God is right here now answering. Speak it out. In the name of Jesus, let me give you our task for today. Hallelujah. My soul is on fire. Now, our topic for this morning is God still answers prayer. Your task for today is to refuse to doubt, refuse to waver. I don't care what happens. Every time the situation comes up, you are to say, I still believe God answered my prayer. I still believe God answered my prayer. Say it right now. I still believe God answered my prayer. Say it again. All right. I will see you in the morning at 6:30 a.m. Eastern. Remember, share this with at least 5 souls today. But I'm saying everybody you know. Let's get some prayers answered today. And call in at 323-870-4180. Go to feeldfire.com. Everything you need, the telephone number, the ability to share. You can even follow the broadcast by texting the letters MMB to the number 797979, and you'll get it on your phone every morning, Monday through Friday. Everything you need about me, you can see videos of me preaching prior sermons. I'm telling you, God is answering you today. All right? I'll see you in the morning. I love you. Whatever you need, God's got it. He still answers prayer. I'll see you in the morning. Share the broadcast and go to fieldfire.com. He answers you today.